And I find it kind of funny, and I find it kind of sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I ever heard. It's a very mad world. Yeah. Another classic from Tears for Fears, Mad World. And I'm very, very, very positive that you have heard it a lot of times before. I wanted to say a thousand times, maybe a little bit overdriven, übertrieben, wie wir in Deutsch sagen würden. But yeah, this is a classic. And, you know, now it's the third time. Let me count. I had Woman in Chains, Seeds of Love, and Sowing the Seeds of Love, and let me I kind of forgot what I recommended before. There was another one, wasn't there? Shout, of course. Shout. This is Shout. I really like Shout. So now you have all the trifectomy of good songs. I mean, good songs. Tears for Fears have a lot of good songs, you know, big in the 80s and stuff. You couldn't get past them. They were on the radio all the time. And they deserve it. You know, they are really good. Bombast, pop, rock. It's really great. And Mad World, you have heard a thousand times. They covered it. You know, everyone covered it. I just made a cover from this metal band. I forgot the name. I will link to it as well. So you will have a big list of all the songs I recommended from them. But today, Mad World. In a way, it's a very easy song. It's easy to play. Even I can do it on the acoustic. But yeah, as you know, I'm very biased here. I cannot not have my own biography with it when I talk about this song. It's dreamy a little bit. The percussion part. It's a little bit odd, even for the time, you know. It was more like, I wouldn't say experimental, but anyway. I just realized, you know, I cannot really distinct between my feelings, you know, what all comes up, my biography with this song. But it's a good pop song. Just take my word for it. It is really, you know, it's still covered today by other bands. So, you know, this is now, we are 2023 as of this taping. So this is over 40 years. This song is being covered. So it's still there. And, oh, yeah, this is what I want to say. You know, at the moment, there is still a war going on in Ukraine. And for me, this is a nice throwback to different problems we had then, because it's more like anxiety, and we're working through other things in this song. And in a way, it's kind of feels good to have these kind of problems, not the real problems, you know, war and people killing each other and stuff. So, I mean, it's also a problem, you know. I don't want to say it's, you know, you cannot weigh off this problem is more than that, but it's kind of like more inside yourself struggle you have than the outside struggle, what a war is, of course. Anyway, what do I know? I don't know anything. I just know that this is a really great piece of music. And we will be known for this forever. I waited for this to, you know, to do this recommendation. But now it is out there. And I think this is the last one from the Tears for Fears I will recommend, at least from them personally, because, I mean, there might be some cool covers coming up. So I might talk about them. Anyway, check them out. They are really great. If you, the listener and viewer, make really good pop music with some more dark tinges and stuff, let me know. I also like gothic rock, industrial metal, and dark wave, alternative, metal, pop, melodic stuff. I don't like screaming and growling and all this stuff. This is not singing for me. Sorry, I know it's a technique, but no, I don't like it. And for my Shashok radio show, I only play music I like, so I need to like it. And I also have a Spotify playlist. Check it out. I update it daily. There's always some cool music you will find. I try to mix it a lot with, you know, more well-known music and newcomers or things I found and like. So send it to me. I always like to hear new cool music. And before you leave me, you know the drill. Please like and subscribe so that all the algorithm gods know that I exist. And now go on and listen to Mad World.